KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks reporting for KJAN Sports. Sports being brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Taking a look at sports here this morning, starting off with the high school wrestling scoreboard from around the area last night. And at Clarinda Academy, it was West Central Valley picking up three wins. 60-24 over Mount Air, 72-12 over Clarinda Academy, and 51-24 over Clark. Also, Clark picked up two wins, 39-24 over Clarinda Academy and 42-24 over Mount Air. And Mount Air beat Clarinda Academy 36-18. At Glenwood last night, Glenwood picked up two wins, 82-0 over Denison-Sleschwig and 70-12 over Kemper Catholic. Kemper Catholic was a 42-30 winner over Denison-Sleschwig. At Harlan, it was Creston Ori and Maxburg clinching a share of the Hawkeye 10 Conference Duels Championship along with Atlantic Cam. Creston Ori and Maxburg won three times, 60-15 over Harlan, 65-15 over Carroll, and 37-31 over Lewis Central. Lewis Central was a 44-30 winner over Harlan and 62-12 over Carroll, and Harlan beat Carroll 54-30. At Red Oak last night, it was Red Oak winning three times, 54-17 over Clarinda, 78-0 over East Mills, and 48-27 over Underwood. Underwood picked up two wins, 48-36 over Clarinda and 45-15 over East Mills, and Clarinda was a 57-15 winner over East Mills. At West Harrison, Bedford Lennox won three times, 54-0 over West Harrison, 41-12 over Exira EHK, and 42-24 over Griswold. Griswold with two victories, 47-0 over West Harrison and 36-17 over Exira EHK. Exira EHK topped West Harrison 24-12. And at Woodbine, Riverside winning three times, 43-42 over Woodbine, 48-29 over ACGC, and 48-36 over Tri-Center. Tri-Center beat ACGC 42-36, and it was ACGC over Woodbine 43-42. That's a look at your high school wrestling rundown from last night. In area basketball last night, starting off on the boys' side, in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Denison-Sleschwig hitting a late shot to knock off Harlan, 64-63 the final there. Denison wins it. Glenwood was a 79-25 winner over Clarinda. Shenandoah beat Fremont Mills 59-48, and St. Albert was a 73-42 winner over Red Oak. In Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning topped Riverside 69-38, Logan Magnolia 62-35 over Missouri Valley, Trainer beat Audubon 65-37, Tri-Center over Griswold 60-20, and Underwood was a 58-50 winner over AHSTW. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, Arweva topped Ridgeview 53-42. Boyer Valley was an 87-34 winner over Glidden-Ralston. And Exira EHK got a buzzer-beating layup from Trey Nelson to knock off Cam over in Anita, 53-51. The final there, that was after Cam missed the second of two free throws, and then Trey Nelson going down, getting that layup there to get the victory for the Spartans. Also in Pride of Iowa Conference play, Mount Air was a 76-52 winner over Bedford. Southwest Valley beat Lennox 51-40. Corner Conference play, Sydney topped East Mills 46-35. Stanton was a 76-28 winner over Essex. In other scores, Carroll topped Perry 77-54. Madrid 60-49 over Panorama. Van Meter beat West Central Valley 100-38. And Woodward Academy was a 58-43 winner over ACGC. Few games were postponed last night. Bishop Heelan and Sergeant Bluff Luton, Abraham Lincoln and Sioux City North, and Thomas Jefferson and Sioux City West were all postponed on the boys' side. In girls' basketball last night, Denison-Sleschwig hit a three at the end of the first overtime to extend the game and then pulled away to beat Harlan in double OT, 71-60. The final score there as Denison-Sleschwig wins it. Glenwood was a 51-34 winner over Clarinda. Red Oak beat St. Albert 78-50. And Shenandoah was a 53-22 winner over Fremont Mills. Logan Hughes reached the 1,000 career point total mark in that game for the Phillies. Also in Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning beat Riverside 72-16, Logan Magnolia over Missouri Valley 74-37, Trainer topped Audubon 65-12, and Underwood was a 56-42 winner over AHSTW. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Coon Rapids Bear beat Woodbine 54-41, Exira EHK over Cam 66-45, and Ridgeview beat Arweva 68-53. Pride of Iowa Conference, Mount Air over Bedford 64-39, Southwest Valley was a 45-39 winner over Lennox. In Corner Conference play, Essex topped Stanton 42-23. In other scores, ADM over Winterset 50-48, Carroll 76-34 over Perry, and it was Des Moines Christian, a 40-39 win over Earlham. In the Bluegrass Conference Tournament, Consolations Melcher Dallas beat Twin Cedars 39-22, and Orient Maxburg topped Iowa Christian Academy 32-29. In the quarterfinals, Lamoni beat Moravia 45-24, and it was Murray 56-13 over Ankeny Christian Academy. Postponements and cancellations last night on the girls' side, Bishop Heelan and Sergeant Bluff Luton, Abraham Lincoln and Sioux City North, and Thomas Jefferson and Sioux City West, same there as on the boys. That's a look at high school basketball results from last night. Also, in a college basketball game we had for you here on the radio, Iowa raced out to a 9-0 lead at the outset and cruised to an 85-67 win over Wisconsin. Freshman center Luca Garza had 17 points along with 16 rebounds, and sophomore guard Jordan Bohannon chipped in with 13 points and 11 assists as the Hawkeyes improved to 2-7 in the Big Ten.
Yeah, it feels awesome. We started out really well to start the game, and it's big for any team when you're at home and you start on a little run, and especially against the Badgers, so it just feels good to get a win tonight.
Two of Bohannon's brothers, Jason and Zach, played for the Badgers. He says the play of Garza was big factor in Iowa winning the rebounding battle.
16 boards, that kind of speaks for itself, the kind of dominance he has down low. And he's just all-out effort every single play, and that's the kind of kid that you love to have on your team and you hate to play against. And that's what a lot of our guys coming off the bench are starting to learn that they need to be like. And like I said, it helps the entire team when you have a guy like that.
It was Iowa's most lopsided win in the series since 1997. Drake coach Nico Medved hopes the home court remains an advantage tonight when Drake hosts Loyola in a battle of the co-leaders of the Missouri Valley Conference. The Bulldogs are unbeaten at home here so far this season.
You know, any extra edge you can get is fun, but that's what college basketball is all about. I mean, the Knapp Center is an intimate place. The crowd's right on top of the action, and the more people we have, and when they're on their feet and they're cheering, it just makes there's a certain energy in there that's really fun to be a part of.
Both teams are 6-2 in the Valley. It's a second straight home game for the Bulldogs, where first place is on the line. Tip time is 7 o'clock tonight there at the Knapp. Also, the Northern Iowa Panthers return to Missouri Valley Conference action tonight by hosting Illinois State. The Panthers are 2-6 in the Valley after a loss at Southern Illinois, while the Redbirds enter at 4-4.
Now that lineup has got all kinds of versatility in it, the ability to score it inside and move. Dan can move those guys around into different spots and really be effective depending on what their matchups are. So he's just got a really good lineup that way with a bunch of versatility to it.
Both teams are 10-10 overall. Tip time from the McLeod Center is at 7 o'clock here this evening. And other basketball notes last night on the NBA front, LeBron James became the youngest player ever with 30,000 career points, but LaMarcus Aldridge scored 30 points to lift San Antonio over the slumping Cleveland Cavaliers 114-102. James had 28 points while becoming the seventh member of the 30,000-point club, yet he couldn't keep the Cavaliers from dropping their 10th game in 13 tries. Top-ranked Villanova Wildcats used a 22-2 run in the first half to cruise to their sixth straight win, 89-69 over Providence. Also last night, in a big matchup in the Big 12, it was 12th-ranked Oklahoma knocking off 5th-ranked Kansas, 85-80. 2nd-ranked Virginia beat 18th-ranked Clemson, 61-36. 4th-ranked Duke over Wake Forest, 84-70. Texas Tech, 14th-ranked team in the country, beat Oklahoma State, 75-70. And 22nd-ranked Tennessee was a 67-62 winner over Vanderbilt. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you here this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.